Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here. So The Young Offenders Season 2 is here. It is absolutely hilarious, starring Chris Whalley and Alex Murphy and our very own PJ Gallagher, of course. But the day they were doing interviews for the show, I was feeling under the weather, so I thought, you know what? We could send a budding reporter. That budding reporter was PJ Gallagher himself, so he's brought us this interview with The Young Offenders.
And where's Granny Nickers?
The name's Kai. They're not my granny knickers for me man. Borrowing them for a day.
There's a man that wears sexy knickers like normal people.
I'll have you know my man wears very sexy knickers. These are just her day off knickers for watching TV. She wears her sexy knickers at work, like.
Lads, this is a turnaround for the books.
Hello.
PJ Gallagher, classic Hello. Hits, nice to meet you. How's it going, lads? So season two, how have you been getting on since it finished filming?
Good.
Very interesting bad. Question, because I haven't heard from you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, it was a long old shoot, wasn't it?
It was a long old shoot.
You had the luxury of kind of coming in a few days, going out a few days.
Yeah.
We were in every day, PJ. The day after we wrapped, I was up in Dublin and I met up with Neil. Oh,
he
and
was
I was with all the ADs hanging out.
He was trying to wean himself off it.
Yeah.
I went back to London and then went on a holiday.
Oh, yeah, you were over in Corfu. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I rented a boat.
Got tattoos.
He's doing
yeah,
right.
I did. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. It was an exclusive, a classic
there
gift right
go.
There. Yeah, the boy has ink. What's the significance of the tattoo?
Nothing, I just was there and I was like, oh, I'll just get that.
Yeah. So the Young Offenders all there as well.
Oh, there I am. It's actually my spotlight number.
Are you going to get any more? Because you know I'm planning on getting a Young Offenders tattoo.
Yeah,
you know I'm planning on getting you two boys tattooed onto me somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of addictive.
Before we get down to business, you should know I have this skin tag that'll look a bit weird, but the doctor said like it's nothing to worry about and you won't even notice it.
So you two have actually seen season two. I haven't seen any of the episodes yet.
Yeah.
Are you happy about it? Looking back on it now, are you as excited about it as you were the first series?
I think so, because it was a kind of a worry. It was like, hopefully it'll be as good. And I watched a bit with my dad and my mum and stuff, so they were happy.
That's definitely the gauge. Yeah. Same as me. It's like my family when they, because you know, I'll watch it and I'll enjoy it, but if I'm looking at my mum and dad and my brother and stuff, they're laughing. I'm like, alright, it's okay.
Yeah,
so because they'll be honest, they turn around happily and go, that's shite, what have you done?
Yeah.
Like, they would say that, no bother. Like, they would.
You can't go anywhere without your family.
Yeah.
And you have a proper entourage everywhere.
They just love being on set. My dad's in it, my brother's in it. Luke's got a proper pair this time, though. He's buying chips off me at some point or something.
A proper pair. Reoccurring chip buyer.
He got 80 quid, and then taxed, so he got like 40 quid.
Don't be saying that, boy.
Don't do anything mental now, alright? His mum's a teacher, I don't want this making things worse for me in school.
Don't worry, I won't. I'll just have a quick word with her. No doubt she's a civilised person. And then I'll leave her to deal with her son in whatever way she sees fit.
Mairead McSweeney! It's been far too long!
Nancy Madigan.
How do you know her?
We're all school buddies, isn't that right?
So we're all friends.
So what's next now then? Have you taken a break from everything now? Or are you doing auditions or what's the crack? Or have you anything else that you can tell us? Or is it all top secret?
I'm in the Gaiety from January to March doing Lieutenant of Inishmore.
We'll have to all go see that.
Yeah, what part are you doing in that?
Davey, the same part Chris had.
By the way, have you ever had a problem with working with a Dublin person?
Why? Why?
I was born in Cork, but I felt like sometimes it would be a little bit of an outsider. Sometimes I felt like there was a kind of hostile.
You felt a bit of kind of hostile environment.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think is the most off-putting thing about me?
Your sense of direction going up to Dublin. Coming back to Cork. We drove up to one time we finished filming on Friday. PJ very kindly, I was going off to Dublin, so I said, would you wave for me, man? So he waited around. Then we drove up to Dublin. We stopped halfway for a coffee. Then we got back on, drove for another hour and a half, and then I saw Cartworld, and I was like, Cartworld, oh jeez, there must be another one in Dublin. And then we were back in Cork again.
Then you saw a sign for Glanmire.
Glanmire, and then I was like, that's where I live, boy.
You drove for 3 hours and ended up in the same place.
In the same place. But I thought we'd crashed and died, genuinely. I'm not joking. Like, one of those kind of like moments where we'd been on the road and we ended up back in Cork and I thought I was in like purgatory. And it was me and PJ stuck driving in the car forever.
I can't get back.
You were confused. You couldn't stop. You were going to go to the doctor.
You went to the doctor, yeah.
I was going to go to the doctor, yeah. I couldn't believe I'd done something so stupid. Like, we went to Urlingford. We were Urlingford, Kilkenny, and drove all the way back to Cork, yeah.
That's bad, man.
And then when we came back to Dublin.
Dublin, yeah.
We drove into Dublin and I got lost again.
Because we were there on the way and I was like, well, we're driving out of Dublin again, like far out. And I was like, where are we going? I told you I'm going up to Smithfield. And he was like, oh, I know, yeah. I was like, you've done it again, haven't you? And he was like, shut up, yeah.
Seamus!
No, I shall never give up. No, I will never say mercy. Mercy! Mercy!
PJ Gallagher chatting to the young offenders Chris Whalley and Alex Murphy. Season 2 is now on telly. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.